We've all got a good idea of who our target audience is, but do you know what your target audience is doing on your website? What tasks they're trying to complete? Now, a lot of us have thought that through as well and have an idea of what it is that users want to do on your website. But have you then gone the next stage and worked out how they would go about doing it? These are called use cases. And they involve identifying a simple goal that the user might have, for example, buy a product, and then identify the process that they would go through to achieve that goal. This can be recorded either in written form or as a diagram, whatever's easy for you. But a use case should also, and this is important, note the exceptions that may occur in the process, as well as the main flow. So you need to note where something could go wrong, such as the user, mistyping their credit card number, and then how the system is going to compensate for that. So use cases help with more complex tasks like site registration or e-commerce transaction, or say the recovery of a lost password. So for example, let me give you a use case for recovering a lost password. Main scenario, when things go smoothly. The user provides an email address. The system verifies the email address and retrieves the password. The system sends an email to the specified email address with the password in. Now, the exceptions to that would be where no email address is entered, and then the user is asked to enter an email address. That the email address is entered, but is entered in an incorrect format, in which case the user is asked to correct their email address. Or the email address is not found, where the user is then told that the address can't be found and that they have to try again or register. So the example, although something as simple as recovering a password, looks like it's very straightforward, there are actually a number of exceptions involved. Each one requires additional code and copy to be written. And so without a use case, a developer may not grasp the extent of the work that's required and might be unaware of any additional copy that's required. It's easy to miss stuff if you don't have a use case for these kind of complex tasks. So there you go. There's another thing for you to be thinking about on your website is use cases. What your users are going to do, how they're going to do it, and how you're going to compensate and overcome any problems they might have on the way.